One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
This is crazy.
This is so fun.
We're doing it.
Mic check 1, 2. We good?
Good, Zane.
You sure?
Bubba?
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, baby? We back.
We are back. Yeah, baby.
Coffee talkie, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard Matt of talk. Like that in a while.
Am I coming in clear?
Not much has changed, except for the fact I can't button my pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, baby.
I don't know what happened.
Baby, oh.
Ooh.
And
no.
There goes our set.
Zane, you spent 45 minutes putting the blanket on the couch.
I know. For the people listening, there was a blanket behind us, like a furry, nice blanket. It was very Florida, and it just fell behind the couch, and now it's gone.
It's a sign, baby. Everything happens for a reason.
We probably didn't need that. If it was ugly, you should have just said something.
No, it was something. We're making up for it, guys. We are under construction right now. I just moved into my new house, so we have the new set here. And we're trying to get it looking right.
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to look better than our last set, but I'm looking at the cameras right now, and man, this is great lighting.
It is crisp.
Because your walls are bright, like bright white, so all the light is just capturing on each end. It just, guys, we're really excited.
So for those listening right now, baby, check out the video too on youtube.com/Zane Heath.
All right, let's hit the intro, baby. Hit the intro, Mariah.
I will.
It's coffee talk, baby, yeah!
Nice. What is going on, guys? We miss you so much.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane Hijazi.
And I'm Heath Hussar, if you guys forgot.
Matt.
And I'm Mariah.
All right. I want to start off by saying sorry.
We're about to be rusty.
Yeah, so we apologize for that. But also, we apologize for taking such a long break. Like, we felt so bad. We didn't want to do this.
It was very unfortunate. But you know what? We're back. Everything's good. And baby, smooth sailing from here. I just got sad because I feel like a lot of people thought we were actually done, like, for good.
Yeah.
But no, we had to take a little hiatus.
We tried the whole Zoom thing for the people that saw our last podcast. We tried the Zoom thing. Didn't work. We really didn't like how it turned out. So we decided, hey, let's just take a break because we care about... Ooh, come on, Mariah.
I'm new here.
What do you call it? Yeah, we didn't really like how it turned out, so we want to wait, and now we
Quality
are back.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly, Mariah, baby. That is our slogan for this show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It feels good. Like, I'm so pumped right now.
I'm loving it, too.
We're so awkward.
I know.
Oil.
It's like not seeing your friends for a long time, and the conversation is, like, a little bit weird in the beginning. You're like, so how are you doing?
So how you been?
I told Heath the other day, I was like, I'm scared to, like, be back in a group because I feel like I'm going to be so antisocial and not know how to talk to people.
I'm the same way.
We lost our social skills.
Very strange.
We've lost, I feel like, all types of skills during this quarantine. Like, we're not doing anything. Like, I haven't posted. I have, like, there's just nothing. Just a bunch of just nothing at the house.
But we hope you guys are doing well. We, like I said, miss you guys. And hope everybody's staying safe and healthy. And everybody's, you know, hanging in there.
And we have a whole new setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's under construction. There is no unfiltered sign. I mean, it's right next to us, but it's not.
Yeah, there's
up.
A lot
it's
of
not
nothing
lit.
Right now. But, hey, we got each other. And that's what all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
But, Heath, this
it's
house
gonna be sick.
Is so cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys. So, I just moved into my new house. What?
Our new house.
Right, yeah.
Mariah's having a hard time, like...
accepting that it's also my house.
Yeah, yeah. So we officially moved in together.
That's really cute. That's a big step. I mean, you guys have been dating for, what, 2-3 years now?
Almost 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, like, almost 3.
The fact that you guys, like, waited that long, it shows, like, you guys are doing good. Like, it's healthy. You guys are doing a
thank you.
Healthy
thank
move. You, and I'm really happy for you guys. It's
thank
been a
you.
Big step in your relationship. And
thank you.
I hope it works out. I hope you guys don't kill each other, by the way.
Right. No,
day.
But we're super excited. We picked this house out ourselves. but we just moved in a couple days ago. It's been hell trying to get everything set up just because we had so much stuff. So it's like trying to get it organized.
But
it's
this totally room different. Was the priority. We were like, let's just get the podcast room done and not worry about everything else.
And that makes me feel very happy that you guys put that as a priority before everything else. Yeah, because their master bedroom is a mess. They have not worked
just
a second
everything
to that.
In there. Yeah.
You can't even see the floor.
What room would this have been, though? Like the nursery?
I don't know.
I think it's just like
it's a bedroom.
It's a bedroom.
This would be
a kid's bedroom. There's like a
it's
outdoor.
Got the balcony out to the deck.
The layout of this house is so interesting. I've never seen anything like it before.
So we were outside. We were working in the yard.
Yeah.
And I was walking around and I was like, I feel like I'm in Australia on vacation. In like a communal area, and like all of my friends are here.
Yeah.
Like it feels like we're gonna go over to this person's like room.
It is a funky layout.
It feels, have you ever seen, like if anyone's ever seen the show Bates Motel, it's set up just like that. It looks like a set for a motel.
It's got character, baby.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to like see it. Like he's probably gonna post a video.
Or your backyard, it's like a reality show. Or it's like there's all these little like gossip areas where like people can like sit around and lounge.
There's about seven or eight of those areas in the backyard.
You got like you got like your fire pit area, then you got like the barbecue area, then there's like the back court area.
Yeah. Like, no, I really don't like her. I mean, I think she's not a good fit for like the rest of the crew, you know what I mean?
Good luck trying to fill up this place because it's big.
Guys.
Like Heath and Mariah, they didn't answer any of my calls for 3 days. And I was like, oh, damn, they really must be moving. And then I walked into this house. I was like, wow, that's why they haven't answered in 3 days.
It's got what we need. We got our podcast space. We got like the living
I have
areas.
A dance studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got a little dance. You got to put a huge mirror so you can like do your little TikToks and stuff.
But like, I love it.
It's so cozy. It's very comfortable.
It feels so good.
How was the moving? Like moving from that house to this house? Like
it was
smooth.
Really good. So we did all of like our packing, got all like the little stuff out of the way. And then we hired a moving company to come do all the big furniture because we had such huge, massive pieces that we had to get moved. So they were phenomenal. The moving company was great.
Was it the one I referred you to?
No, a different one.
Oh.
Everybody was either booked out or didn't answer their calls.
This
was one of the only companies that I found. And they came, they were like wearing masks and stuff. Yeah. Like super, super legit. And got it done in like 6 hours.
They were amazing.
Moved, drove down, and set everything up.
Then
ours definitely took longer than that. Ours was like 12 hours. And I feel like we didn't have a lot of
these
things.
These guys were meant moving. Business. We got them pizza. They sat down for like 45 minutes to eat pizza, have a beer, relax, and then went back to work. Still 6 hours.
You guys are good clients.
Good clients.
They worked hard.
But how did you move your cars? Like, did you have to like move one, but then take the other one, but then take the other one, and then move the other?
We did like a trip. We'd take two cars down that we loaded up. Drop one car off, we'd ride back together, load the next two cars up, drive, drop one off, go
back. Oh my God.
Man.
It worked out like perfectly though.
Yeah.
However, the last 2 days.
Oh my God. Okay.
Everything was smooth sailing.
We had one car left. It was Big Red in my driveway. Guys.
God bless Big Red.
Literally.
Oh, no. It got stolen. It was fucking gone.
A couple hours before I went to go back to get it, my neighbor calls me and is like, Heath. Where are you at? You got to get back. We ordered a dumpster. Like, you know those big metal dumpster things that you can, like, get to your house? Loaded up with just junk, trash, and everything. And it was sitting on, like, the street right next to my house in front of my driveway.
Yeah.
So he calls me, and he's like, Heath, hurry up. You got to get back. The dumpster, I think it just crashed into your truck.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, the guy came to come pick it up, didn't put the things underneath the wheels, and it started rolling down the street, went up into the driveway, and I think it just slammed the back of your truck. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, hurry up. You just got to get back here. I was like, well, go check it out. Let me know. And he's like, okay, let me call you right back. And he went to go talk to the guy. He sent me a video. His security camera caught this happening.
It's insane.
Hold on camera.
Yeah.
Can we show it to the people?
Yeah.
Baby, youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath. Make sure to check it out.
It looks less than an inch from slamming into my truck.
And the last day before you move.
The
imagine.
Last
hours.
Could you imagine?
You can't write this.
All right.
Whoa.
What are these pictures you got? You got on the monitor.
Oh, he can't see.
What on the monitor?
Patricia.
You have like Patricia like in
cleavage. stuff.
We just made him think that Patricia. Oh. We just made him think it was like Patricia's
what
nudes on this
it?
Monitor.
No. Oh man, what are we gonna do now? Wait, why did that happen? How did that happen?
I don't know. Like, it just came. It was really funny.
She's sexting him right now. Yeah. I miss you.
It's a photo of Patricia of us at a race, but her bra is like accidentally showing in the picture, and I really wanted to post it, but I had to like Photoshop around it. But it. That was a picture I was going to Photoshop, and I haven't Photoshopped it yet, so I have it up because I really
very risque, man.
Okay,
very
I'm
risque.
I got to adjust this.
So there's the dumpster. You see it?
Yeah.
This is my driveway. There's Big Red. So the guy's going back into the truck. Okay.
Oh,
no.
It's moving.
There it goes. Get the fuck out of here.
Watch. Watch. Spins. He tries to like.
Oh my God.
Slams into him and his truck, and then watch. It's going to start rolling again. And it's coming right now from my truck.
Oh my God.
Look. An inch away from my truck.
Oh my God.
Isn't that an insane video?
Oh my God. That's awful. I would have felt really bad. Like, yeah, your truck was hit, but I would have felt really bad for him because like having to fucking deal with that.
Nuts.
Oh my God.
But other than that, the move was super smooth. And then we just got everything and brought it back.
It was fun.
Didn't you have a problem with like a drill hole and a keyhole?
Oh my God. That's another thing.
Cause I remember when I was on FaceTime with you, you were furious. Oh, and I was like, I have never
cranky.
Seen you this mad. I've never
cranky.
Seen
you.
Well, like I don't get mad about stuff and I'm very
understanding right.
of everybody's situation. I don't get worked up. But the thing is, we've locked ourselves out of the house a couple times.
Yeah.
And we call...
I've never locked myself out of my house.
I haven't either until this house.
Like, how does that happen? Like, you just forget... Like, you don't have your keys on?
Some of the doors lock behind you automatically.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if
okay.
you forget, like, them inside, you're screwed.
Yeah.
We call the same locksmith. They come literally 2 seconds. I didn't know it was this easy to break into somebody's house.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go rob anybody I want right now. All he does, he takes WD-40. He'll just walk up to the lock, spray it in. He takes just any key, sticks it in, and then he takes a hammer and goes, bop, 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 and then he turns the lock over.
Well, congratulations. You just told a million people to break into someone's house.
I love those YouTube videos of the guy
They're
who
satisfying.
Like...
lock picking
videos. It's very satisfying.
So satisfying.
Yes, very satisfying.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
but WD-40 does it. I also saw one with like a gun safe. Like if you make a whole circle around the keypad, it like raises
it Okay, no more. Okay, let's change the topic.
Break into a house. Don't steal people's guns.
The whole podcast is about how to break into shit.
So it's happened a couple times. We call the same locksmith. This time, they sent out...
This was also the last day of moving.
Yeah.
Accidentally locked ourselves out.
All this shit's happening on the last day.
I think
day.
We were just stressed. We're just trying to get everything out. We're like just thinking way ahead.
Yeah.
But they sent out like a 16-year-old kid.
Looked like a TikToker.
Hey, baby, times are rough. Times are a rough.
Literally looked like a TikToker.
I have a picture of him.
Oh, really?
I sneak pictures and videos when I know something's fishy. So I have like 100 pictures.
I'm
going to
need this for later.
Are you sure you didn't because you didn't think he was cute? Oh, he was 16. Just kidding. Cut.
I have a video of him trying to open this lock. Anyway,
so
go ahead.
He couldn't get it. He's trying all these different doors.
First, he explained to us the three price options. He said, we're going to try to pick it. If that doesn't, that's the cheapest. If that doesn't work, we're going to have to, what was the second one?
The tap with the key.
The master key.
Yep.
If that doesn't work, we're going to have to drill. And he goes, but that's the most expensive. I was like, I know right now he's going to pretend.
No
because
shit.
Because I was the one supervising him. I was like, he's going to see that I'm a female and he's going to try to pretend that the first two aren't working.
100%.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's exactly
what he did.
I'm sure it always doesn't work for the first two because
right.
it's just
but
a,
then,
yeah. And I was like, baby, you could take advantage of Mariah, but you ain't gonna take advantage of me, bitch.
No.
Keep in mind, 2 hours it took.
Not in courtroom 402. Not today.
Not ever.
He's FaceTiming his dad. How do I do it?
The dad's like, show me the key. Show me the key. He's FaceTiming his dad. He's tapping. He's listening to what he's saying.
2 hours later.
2 hours.
His brother shows up to come try it. He can't fucking figure it out.
This has happened a couple times before where they sent a guy out and they picked a lock.
Literally in 30 seconds, they get into my house.
And it's the same company, same people?
Yeah.
He was like, my brother has to come help me. So his brother showed up. They're drilling at this point. They start drilling.
Because they can't get it.
Yeah.
Because they can't figure it out.
And I'm like, you can't, you can't, you, like, I get that you
He's getting mad. Getting mad again.
You couldn't get in and do it the way that we thought we were going
to
do it.
They were charging more because it took 2 hours. And Heath was like, because you didn't know how to do it. Like, what do you mean?
Don't charge me more because you can't do your job. Yeah. When your dad came here 3 months ago and did it in 30 seconds.
Oh, no, that's how they're making their money. They're sending
the 16-year-old kid out. They go, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go there. Say it doesn't work. Wait 2 more hours. Call me. Make it seem like a big deal. Right. And then you tip them because you feel bad that it was a huge...
And I was like, you can't charge me $500 right now because you had to drill it for the drill price.
But they didn't see in their little Excel sheet that they've come to your house 5 times before.
It was crazy.
You freaked out. You freaked out, but then you were like... like screaming at the top of your lungs, and you were like, I'm sorry. I know you're just doing your job. I don't want to be mean. Like, just so calm.
You
like,
screamed.
I was just like, you sent
a child out here to do it, and now you're trying. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Dude, that was full Mark Roussard that came out.
Oh,
there.
My God. That was my dad.
Oh, yeah. Your dad came out. I saw it.
I know, but I love angry Heath when he gets angry.
Because I never get angry.
I know you don't. And when you do see it, it's like out of a movie.
It's always shit like that, though. Like, you get angry. Like, when it has to do with, like, something
work related.
Right. It's weird. Like, it's nothing else.
So he told him, Heath was like, you put WD-40, like, he was telling him what to do. He was like, why couldn't you do it? We have 3 doors that you can try.
Like, give me the hammer. Let me do it.
You just pull up YouTube and just go, how to undo a lock.
Let me drill the knob.
So I got super worked up, and I was just like, listen, I'm not trying to be mad at you. I'm mad at the situation. I was like, this is just like, you couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
Don't charge me now 5 times the price because you couldn't do it.
Like, how much was it?
Oh, so then
the knob.
It was like $150 for a new
knob. What knob?
They drilled a hole,
so they had to put a new
knob. Oh, they're putting their own. They're getting their own knob and putting.
Right. Yeah. I was like, no.
From their shop. That's how they.
No, I know, because they get you. The dad of the company, his brother owns a knob shop.
Right.
And he goes, this is the whole.
I got a knob guy.
Hey, it's Rob's Knobs.
Right.
So I'm like, no. And he's like, I'm like pissed at this point. And he's like, well, I got one for like $10 that I could put on. I'm like, why don't you give me the $10 one in the fucking first place? Why are you gonna charge me $150 when you got a $10 one in the truck?
It's like a beautiful knob.
Just gorgeous, solid gold, got matching keys.
Matching keys.
Come on.
A great knob right before you move out. That's not even your house.
I bet that family is really good at escape rooms.
Probably not.
Or they're very bad.
Definitely not.
They're bad. They got to just break everything. They're like,
sir, please don't break the knob.
Did you know one of the main rules in escape rooms is that do not force anything
you're doing.
Right. They're just forcing everything.
They bring their own can of
WD-40. He couldn't figure out the code, so he's got a fucking drill bit.
Escape room?
Come on. But that was a fiasco.
That's so funny.
Matt, I'm going to show you this kid.
The little kid?
Yeah, show me a picture.
I was like,
oh my God. Let me see.
Zane. Like, if Zane got locked out.
No, that's
That would be Zane.
Me doing that shit.
So he's FaceTiming his dad at this point. So every time he does something, he'll pick up the phone and show his dad.
Okay. We're not going to show the kid. I just want to show him with a knob.
Because
that's fucking hilarious.
When you're acting like you're working, when the teacher starts looking, you're like,
it's like that Fifth Harmony video where like, you better work.
Yeah. Oh my God. They're hammering with a wrench. It's like, what are you doing?
Doing nothing.
Oh, man. Well, Matt and I have had a couple of problems with our house since we've been quarantining.
Yes.
It's brand new. It literally just got built a week ago.
No, Heath, there's been a lot. Every week, there's something different. Like, my dishwasher doesn't work. My doors are breaking.
What?
My roof is leaking. Everything is just falling. We did an inspection on the house, but I guess that just didn't make the inspection.
It was the kid from the locksmith did the inspection. It looks good.
So the warranty is that since it's a new house and it just got built, if I see any problems within the first year, anything I see wrong, I call this company. They come out for $75, which they shouldn't be charging me anything, but $75, and they fix it. okay. instead of the $300 or whatever it would cost.
Right.
And so the dishwasher people came, and the dishwasher, like, it was running, but no water was going through, and I didn't right. know why. And, you know, there's all these fucking knobs under my sink. I don't know. Like, I'm not a plumber. So the guy comes, and he looks at me. He goes and turns one of the four knobs under my sink, and he made me feel stupid. He's like, "Well, you don't know this?" I was like, "I'm not a plumber.
Obviously,
why would I know what knob to turn? It's not a sign that says dishwater water and then with a knob under. It's all these pipes under this thing that I've never, oh like, I've God. Never seen. But, like, you I wish you would have seen that the way this guy was treating me. Like, I was a fucking
like
idiot.
Stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you called your dad, like, if I called my dad to come in, he'd be like,
right.
It's like this, but when you look, it's just a bunch of buttons. It's like, how am I supposed to
right,
know?
Right, like putting you in a rocket ship. Yeah. I
mean, like, you don't know?
They're in the jacuzzi with no panties on. Hello?
Hello? They take the redwoods off of the jacuzzi, are you dumb?
But Zane, the dishwasher still isn't fixed.
It is fixed. It works now.
Oh.
It just got fixed like 2 days ago.
What a blessing.
The owners Great. Of this house said that they live a few houses down. They're mm-hmm. really close by. So they always say, like, call if you need anything. Like, if something's wrong, just call. We'll figure it out. And they said the old tenants would call every time a light bulb was out. So he showed up and he was like, "Well, did you try changing the bulb?" And they're like, "Huh?"
Okay, no, that's
he
bad.
Was like,
"That's awful." That's
so we had to show them how to change a light bulb because they didn't know how.
How old were they?
Old enough to rent a nice house.
Right, old
16,
enough to
16. We're having break-ins already. We've had Todd and Matt's car broken into.
Oh, classic.
No
yeah.
way.
What a yeah. classic.
And like in my head, it's like, how many times is this happening on our street every night?
But they didn't get anything out of my car.
Because he
car
didn't
was,
have anything.
Well, my car was no. I, oh, I
just
don't
books.
Know.
When I called him and told him, he was like, "Oh, it's fine." I was like, "Your car got broken into." He's like, "It's fine." I was like, "I guess you don't have anything important." And he's like, "Nah."
No, not really. I mean, there was an expensive pair of shoes in there, but
did he take it?
No, they didn't, because the car alarm went off. Like,
I
if
know,
my car
normally,
is
like, I'm sure,
if
I'm
my
sure
car
happens.
Is unlocked and you don't have the keys and you go up to it and it's open, it goes immediately off. That's why it went off at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
they didn't get anything, so yeah. But it was bad. But it's just like people are going around.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not excusing it, but it does make sense that this is happening during this time because people are like not working and they need money and they do whatever they need
right.
to get.
Yeah.
And by the way, these were separate times. These two
oh,
break-ins.
Really?
Yeah, two separate times.
You
so
mean
that's
desperate
why I was like,
times.
Getting robbed, like your home.
Yes, my whole house was robbed when I was in high school.
Like you
yeah.
feel
really?
So oh, invaded.
Yes.
Yeah. It is the most awful feeling in the world.
Yeah.
My house was robbed when I was in high school. I came home and I had been in theater rehearsal. We were doing Les Miserables.
Of course Matt was in theater rehearsal.
But I came home and I opened, and I usually am the first person home. I opened the front door. It was already unlocked. And the whole house was like really, really hot. And every door and drawer was open everywhere. And I was like, something's off. Like I had this really
yeah.
weird feeling. The first thing that came to my mind was like, where's my cat? Because that's who I was looking forward to seeing. But
aww.
But then I then was like, something's up. And then I went around the back and I peeked into my backyard, and we had like these like French doors or whatever, and it was like broken into. And I went over to my neighbor's house and was like, my house has been broken into. And my neighbors, they were like, "Matt, like, you're just joking."
Oh, like, it's part of his improv class. Oh, he's having fun.
They thought I was like being dramatic. I was so shook up. I'm like, somebody has been in my house. And then it took forever for the cops to get there. But basically, they stole like PlayStation, laptops.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
But nothing like, they did some really weird shit when they robbed my house. Like, they took my glasses and then got my stereo and then smashed my glass.
Oh, it was a vendetta.
That's
that
personal.
Was personal.
No,
for
that's
sure.
like that's
yeah.
scary. That's per- that's that sounds
did you,
personal.
Did you steal somebody's lead in the play?
Yeah. That's what maybe. I'm saying.
No,
because your glasses are very significant to you.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's a personal thing.
Share it with the class. No.
Share it with
Zane
the class.
Thinks it's okay to leave his phone out on the tray and on.
Okay. Do you want to know who it's from?
Yeah, I want to know who's texting you.
TikTok star Addison Rae just texted me. She texted me a TikTok.
She texted me this morning, so.
Okay. No, it wasn't a competition.
I'm like, she texted me too. Mariah's like.
She sent me a TikTok. That's all we do is send each other TikToks. Okay. Nothing else. No text. Yeah, it's just,
that's the only
just,
way I text.
But
yeah.
we,
TikTok,
but we
TikTok.
Do also have like our own TikTok group chat. Heath isn't really in it though.
He's not
he doesn't
really
like that.
Yeah, because I don't like. Heath doesn't find what we find fun, like TikToks that we like funny.
Yeah. Whatever. I bet if we pull... If
no,
we
you
pull
don't, a- though. It's like, no. You'll be like, I could show you a lot of the ones that's in there and you wouldn't even find it funny.
Heath's For You page is probably just like, when your motorcycle like doesn't start like when you want it
it's
to.
Just a bunch of like fights and just a bunch of fights and cars.
We were going through my TikTok For You page the other day and she was just like,
boring.
This is yours.
Oh no, it's crazy how catered For You pages are to the person.
We
it's
have the
nuts.
Same one.
It says a
Me
lot
and you.
About.
Yeah, we have the same one.
My For You page is impeccable. The funny every yeah. TikTok I scroll through is
my
funny.
For You page thinks I'm a Disney fan.
And gay.
And gay. It did not anymore. And it was the worst. Like when I got a gay one, I was like, not interested.
Oh, you fucking ass.
But I'm like,
Matt hates gays.
No. Not at all. I'm just like, but sometimes
pass
it was like
torch,
it was just unfunny gay ones.
But it was just like too relatable.
Wow, so you don't think the gays are funny? Like,
it was like too targeted. Like to somebody Come who on. Would be gay. And I'm yeah. like, I do not get this.
Yeah.
But I really like when people are like, hey, hidden secrets about Disneyland, I'm watching it. I only go to Disneyland, what, once a year? But I want to know the secrets.
But it's the same shit, though. Was Every it? Time. It's like the penises in the castle and the fucking...
That's
no,
Disney
but there's also like
secrets. I'm talking about Disneyland.
Oh, what's the secrets in Disneyland?
There's like that like super, super private, exclusive...
Like the club.
Yeah.
Don't they like kill people and like bury them in the like,
in Disneyland?
when a worker at Disneyland, they do some fucked up shit. They just
no, I don't
bury them.
Do
no.
you know how many people have been born in Disneyland? I think like two or three people have been born, and there's this urban legend.
Like, you should get free gas.
Someone's
for life.
Given birth at the
park.
Oh,
that's magical! Imagine just getting birth.
But I heard
you know it was some redneck family. Oh yeah,
they knew they were gonna give
but
birth.
There was,
right.
But there was this like urban legend that if you were born at Disneyland, you got free Disneyland for like the rest of your life.
Oh,
but that's yeah. not true. But if it was, people would be like, "I'm going into labor. Take me to the happiest place on earth."
Look, everyone's just giving birth.
I was born on Space Mountain.
That's a really funny concept, though, just like being born at Disneyland.
Imagine being born on a Splash Mountain. The people behind you get hit by the fucking placenta.
They didn't know it was the water or the fucking...
That's terrible.
Oh, that's not Yuck. Terrible. That is comedy.
Shit.
That's really... What were we talking about,
Speaking of
about,
placenta,
though?
Why is Zane having a baby?
Oh, you didn't hear? You didn't hear?
Who's having
your
baby?
I saw your tweet, and I was like, what are you talking like-
Okay, so Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are having a baby, which I thought was fake news. When I saw it a couple times, I thought
are
it was
they
like
together?
Fake news.
Wait, how do you... No, why would you think that's fake news? Aren't they back together? They must be quarantined.
I didn't know they were back together. I thought they were an old couple, like a couple that broke up and never got back together.
Oh,
like, I didn't know they were together.
You don't follow the gossip, Zayn.
I don't follow the gossip. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, well, they're not even together, so how right. is she pregnant? Whatever. And then later on in the day, I'm getting a lot of tweets. Congrats on the baby. These are not only people fucking with me, but these are people thinking my account is Zayn, like Zayn Malik, because his is Zayn.
Oh.
And mine is Zane.
It's just Zayn?
Just Zayn.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So half of them are people that think I'm Zayn, and the other half are people fucking right. with me. And so I thought I had a baby. When I saw these tweets, I'm like, oh my God, I have a baby. And that's why I made that tweet.
Right.
And well, congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank God it was not yours.
We don't know what we're going to name it, though.
What would you name it? Oh, wait. Gonorrhea. Zane did text me one the other day.
Oh, yeah. I send Matt some tweets. Every time I have a tweet idea, I send it to Matt just to see if it's like good enough.
This is what I was like, I don't get it.
Put it in the draft.
It did well. People thought it was funny.
Oh, you actually did tweet it? You did say Pacific Coast?
You know how celebrities are naming their babies like just these like very
Apple
specific
just nouns.
Just now, yeah. So
objects.
I don't know. Pacific Coast in my head sounded like an actual name, like something that's one of.
Do you guys have a list of like baby names?
I don't.
Only one.
I
pull it out.
What's the name?
We already said it. Rhett.
Oh, like Rhett.
Oh,
and like
Rhett and Link. I love it.
Oh, should I name my kid Link?
No, I like Harper.
Harper.
Okay.
Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Harper King.
Is Harper Lee a brand?
Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, Zane.
Zane's like, tequila?
No, I like Harper. It just sounded nice.
Harper King sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Harper King.
King is a good last name, but it also messes up a lot of names where like King can kind of ruin it. You know what I mean?
Because you could put an ing at the end of someone's name, like Frank King,
or or I'm a king.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Okay.
Or my dad's a.
Or name your daughter Queen. Queen King. Queen King. King.
Oh my God, Queen Anne. Middle name Anne.
Queen that is Anne. So fun, Florida. Queen, Queen and King. Anne.
My dad was in a doctor's waiting room one time, and she like came in and was like, James, and they both stood up, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, James Queen. And the guy was like,
get the
fuck. And my dad was like, I'm James King. And he was like, really? Like,
what? Yeah. Cool.
Oh, that's weird.
I love that story.
I would have taken his number down. I would have just saved that just in case.
That's, oh my God, tell it again. That was great.
That's really good.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's wild. That's really wild.
I'm sorry. No, that's like that, one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
I'm a little taken back.
I'm going to take it back.
Let's get 5 seconds of silence and just really appreciate it.
Okay.
That's nuts.
That's wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was wow. That's
good story, Matt. I think he takes the cake.
Speaking of doctor's office, I'm going to get a prescription for Ambien because I cannot sleep. Since quarantine.
Baby, you don't have a sleeping problem. You got a TikTok problem.
No.
Put the damn phone down and go to bed.
No, no, no. Look, for the past 3 weeks, I'm getting in my bed at like 1:32 in the morning. That's like normally what time I sleep. I get into bed. I close my eyes. I'm forcing myself to sleep. I close my eyes and I'm sitting there laying down thinking about falling asleep. And I will stay up until 6:30 in the morning.
Really?
And not fall asleep. And I'm not that's like bad. On my phone. I'm really, because if I'm on my phone, I'm not gonna sleep.
Wait, I should not be laughing at your sleep troubles, but just,
yeah, I am very offended. So, and
no, it's just so funny because I know you so well, but just the idea of Zane being like, okay, like
I'm ready.
No, I'm
being like, well, one of my favorite sleep methods is, I think it's called the 5-7-8 method, where it's like you breathe in for 5 seconds,
hold
for 7 seconds, exhale for 8 seconds.
I can't even hold my breath for 8 seconds. Not with my chest problems.
But it starts making you really, really tired.
Okay.
That has helped me. And Sugar Bear hair.
Oh, you pop those suckers in like candy.
I love Sugar Bear hair. The sleep ones.
When we were on the cruise together, you kept giving me Sugar Bears, and I was waking up feeling like shit. I had canker sores all over. I was like, what are these bad? I'm just saying, whatever. I went to bed.
It works.
So Zane, you got Ambien now?
I thought you called it Suzanne.
I don't. I'm trying to get a prescription for it because I can't fall asleep.
Have you heard the nightmare stories about Ambien? Have we talked about this before?
I've never heard of anything with Ambien.
Okay, so if you take Ambien and you stay up, you will go on Amazon and buy like 11 oven mitts and you don't know why.
People,
like,
that's a good video.
Like you will go.
Stay up while I take it.
No,
no, it is.
We just start getting packages to the house. We're like, what the fuck is this?
Is this true though? Like people like
no.
Forget.
This is a very common thing where people like it's basically like sleepwalking when you take Ambien, but you're not going to bed. You buy random stuff on Amazon. There's things like salt sandwiches. Like you'll make a piece of bread with salt and bread, and you'll just eat it. Buttered cigarettes.
You guys should do this for your next video.
What, buttered cigarettes?
Why does that kind of sound nice? Oh, yo, man. I'm thinking about
it. My chest kind of hurt when I heard that, but the butter, it sounds good.
I don't know what's worse, the cholesterol or the nicotine.
When I read buttered cigarettes, I don't know if they mean like, I think they like dip the cigarette in butter and then eat the cigarette. So, or they butter the cigarette and then smoke it.
No, I think they butter it and smoke it. What do you mean? No, Matt, they don't butter it and eat it.
What if you deep fry the cigarette?
And now we talk. Deep fried tar. That's just not right. Okay, so these people that are doing this, they're obviously abusing it because you're supposed to take it right before bed.
This is happening to just a lot of like domestic families. Like,
you shouldn't be popping it in and then doing work.
But like, I know, but you're caught in your daily ritual or whatever. You're like, I've got to go sleep. I'm going to take it now. And for some reason, your energy cycle is off. Like, once you take an Ambien, you should try to go to bed as soon as possible. Some people take it and they just don't go to bed. It's like, I think it's like, I may be talking out of my ass. I sometimes I don't know, but I'm pretty sure like within 2 hours, if you fight it and stay awake,
that sounds like a long time to fight off a sleeping.
Sorry. You need to be prescribed it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like over a counter.
No, dude. You can really abuse that shit. It's like, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, or if you ever get on a flight and there's always like a weird, like, chatty lady.
The lady smoking on the plane.
Yeah.
Maybe she was right. On Ambien.
It was buttered.
Oh, my God.
We cracked the case.
Wow. Yeah.
No, you know what? Yes, she was probably on Ambien.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, yes, it was buttered.
It was a butter. Oh, she went there. Go, can I have a butter? And then,
can I get you any drinks?
And then it was like,
no, just butter.
Like it was just like, yeah, sure. And she's sitting there like going, oh, yeah. But I think you should really only take it when you really can't sleep.
No, no, I will not take it. I would not take it every night. I would only take it if I'm like up at 3:34. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going
to
be.
I think he needs some more physical activity throughout his day so he gets.
I think you should go run yourself to sleep. Go run.
Maybe.
Baby, I don't run.
Wait, I can see him in the kitchen saying...
Like, everybody in this neighborhood just runs. I'll be sitting outside, and it's just people running.
It's like we're living on the lot of Warner Brothers.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's
you
like,
are living off the lot of Warner right Brothers. There. You could walk to Warner Brothers from here.
No, but it
now everybody knows.
Well, people are walking a lot because there's nothing else to do except to walk. Right, that's the only way to get fresh air.
But I'm saying these people that are walking by, like...
They're not normal.
They're singing.
This girl was like,
by
like
herself.
Straight opera.
I was like, guilty that.
They're dressed like characters. They have like a coffee cup. Like they're by themselves, talking to themselves, singing. Like they just like they look like actors. I'm sure.
What if it's like the Truman Show? What if like everything?
That's
is?
What it feels that's like. It. That's what it feels like. It like, really does.
Bonjour.
It feels like, fake. These streets feel.
Beauty and the Beast in the beginning when they're like.
Yeah.
Yeah, never seen
it's
it.
It's a town, it's a quiet village.
All right, Matt. All right. Who did you see on a walk?
Okay, I was out on a run for supplies. I had to go get groceries.
Were you running or were you driving?
I was driving.
Okay, I thought you were running for supplies.
I was not running. Guess who I saw in our neighborhood on a casual stroll?
Who?
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
I saw him. I saw him like last year.
He was at Granville.
Yeah, we were there.
He was on a date. He was on a date.
And I think he ended up with that woman because they were walking. He was
walking. Was it her?
I think a beautiful blonde woman.
Imagine we that was our first date and we fucking witnessed it. Wow.
Just thinking about Bill.
Bill Nye.
He looks like a cartoon character. We see him in real life. Like,
this coronavirus. Interesting.
You know, it's crazy how many like celebrities you see out here. It's like, fuck it. They're just.
Dude, yesterday I was driving and there was this really sick, like old classic car convertible. And I was like, wow, look at that. That's really nice. And we were just sitting there and then we started driving and it was coming by. And I was like, holy fuck. That's Denzel Washington.
No.
Yeah.
Denzel.
And I was blown away. I was just like...
Like, huh?
I cannot believe the Unfiltered cast has seen the cast, the whole cast of Fences. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Viola Davis. We got Denzel Washington.
I freaked out, though. I texted my parents because, like, that's, like, our family's favorite actor. Like, all of his movies
are insane.
Oh, imagine your parents got to see that.
I gotta say, Denzel Washington, amazing actor.
Right.
Have you seen Just Mercy?
No.
It's with Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan, everyone's saying is like the next Denzel.
Uh-huh.
I think Michael B. Jordan is an okay
actor.
I'm starting beef with Michael B. Jordan. I don't want him coming after me. I saw Just Mercy, and there's a huge scene in the courtroom where you're talking to the jury, the judge, the people of the court, and he just like delivers it
he's also a lot younger, so I'm sure it's gonna come with time.
And he's learning.
But I was rooting for him. I was rooting for Michael B. Jordan to be the next Denzel Washington.
I think people aren't getting past his looks because he's a very good looking dude. I just don't.
Do you know he's the kid from Hardball with Keanu Reeves? Do you remember that movie where
is he really?
That's a little kid.
I've never seen that movie.
From Hardball, Michael B. Jordan.
When you watch movies like Taxi and Goodfellas, these actors are so young, but they are.
Taxi with Queen Latifah.
No, Taxi Driver.
Fallon.
Taxi Driver.
I was like, what?
Taxi.
Queen Latifah.
You know classics
like
Taxi.
Taxi and Goodfellas.
It's a good movie, Taxi.
No, sorry, Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro and Goodfellas. These actors are, they're young.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're delivering performances like they do now. They're so good. I feel like I haven't seen that with any movies.
Okay.
I feel like Jacob Tremblay's on that path.
He's a really good actor.
Yes. What is he, 12?
Yes.
He's insane.
Yeah,
he's
good. I mean, like, you look at, like, Dakota Fanning. She is.
I'm thinking about these new upcoming actors that, like,
Dakota
are getting
Fanning,
very popular.
Talk about Elle Fanning. Elle Fanning's been taking the spotlight since Dakota was a kid.
Yeah, Elle Fanning has been the one
but
in the spotlight now.
I'm worried the Fannings are listening to
the Fannings.
The Fannings.
Okay, we're not.
Love the Fannings.
That is coffee time.
I don't think there's any Fannings listening to this podcast. Probably a couple.
Matthew!
Matt!
Can you just bleep all that out?
Yeah.
Bleep all that out.
Guys, this is unfiltered.
Did
why,
you
why
know
we bleep?
Dakota and Elle Fanning, the house that they like grew up in is David's next door neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't live there anymore, but like their childhood home.
I didn't know that.
So weird. And who was it?
Nice. Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens was down the street.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the house we almost wanted? Can we talk about that?
Selena Gomez.
When we were looking for houses, we were looking to buy before we were quarantined. And one of the houses that we were looking at was actually, we found out was Selena Gomez's house. The landlord was like, oh, here are the closets. And like all her clothes were in there. I was like, this is so like invading. Like she was still living there.
Very it did. Strange. Like just like being up, like just like you can smell her. Like you
like,
know
it felt
her
like
scent.
You're like walking through like a and museum. Like,
it was. Right. It like, was.
That's her cloak from Wizards of Waverly.
Like it was like, you know, when you like walk through Hard Rock Casino and they've got like the rock and roll outfit and you're like, this is it. They wore this. It's like, it gives you like that feeling. You're like, what?
Literally.
Mariah's just trying it on. Just.
She put it like, on the necklace.
Ma'am, that's off limits.
If I was Selena Gomez, I would not feel comfortable with anybody walking into my closet. Like, because there's just so much stuff.
I have
in
a crazy
there.
Selena Gomez story. Have I said this before?
Yeah,
I think
plane,
you have. Yes.
On the plane.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
For the people that haven't heard the story, you want to give it a little quick 30-second story?
I'm not going to repeat a whole nother story.
Yeah, go watch it. Go watch it. Go watch it.
She actually just bought Tom Petty's old house.
What the hell?
Tom Petty?
Hold on. Where's his house?
Like, in this area.
I know, but is it like a, do we know what it looks like? Like anybody knows what
it
looks like?
It's real nice.
She's doing well. Her new song, Kick All, baby. Her new EP did well.
Okay.
So a very popular game that's out right now is Animal Crossing. I know Matt plays it every day.
You don't
I've
say.
Actually been pretty good. Switch. I've taken like a week off.
Matt made me feel like I was missing out on this game. He would talk about this game every
and
day.
And not only me, Carly too. Carly was on it.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like I like a lot of things that Matt and Carly like, so I was like,
okay,
oh my
real
God.
Real quick. I don't know this game. I've never played it. But in my head, I'm picturing Farmville from
exactly
Facebook.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Farmville, but with charm and purpose.
Charmville.
So it's exactly.
It's like Farmville meets Sims. Like Farmville meets Sims. But it's cute. You fish. You can fish.
I'm in. Give me it.
Let me finish.
You can catch a marlin.
So I decide I'm missing out. I'm going to get the game. I spend $440 to get a Switch off a guy that was selling it because Target, none of those places had it. Walmart and Target didn't have Switches anymore because they're all gone. Because I think this guy bought them all. Because this guy just had a pallet.
Zane also feels left out of everything. Like, I bought an iPad that next day. I needed two, Heath. Like, I need to get one.
You want to know when's the last time I used that?
That day you got it.
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, he bad.
So I meet up with this kid. I felt like I was buying drugs. I meet up with a kid. I give him the money. He's like, yo, here. I grab the thing. I'm like, yo, peace. Scoop dab. I get to my house, immediately charge it up, buy Animal Crossing for $70. $70
sure
is to buy the
60,
game.
But okay.
It wasn't. It was $69.
I don't care if
no, it's
10.
$59.99, Zane. Anyways,
no need to be nasty.
And
no
I'm so happy for Zane right now in this moment that he gets the Switch. I'm like, hell yeah. Mostly because I wanted the dock to be able to put on my TV.
So I start playing this game and it's the most boring game I've ever played
how
in my entire life.
How dare you?
Get
him, Matt.
It takes 5 minutes to move furniture around your house. You gotta like it's just, it was impossible.
Because you're in a tent. You're in the beginning of the game. Your journey has just begun, Zane.
You need a lot of patience.
Boring.
You need a lot of patience.
You
to
need
play
a lot
game.
Of patience. But you know what? It's like growing a garden, okay?
Mm-hmm. No.
Zane,
you know what's
and guess what? Then this is what he does. I'm like, I'm all happy. I'm looking over his shoulder, being like, ooh, you're getting started, meeting everyone in your village. It's great.
Yeah.
And then I come by later. Guess what he's downloaded instead? Monopoly.
I don't know what's worse.
Right.
You're playing Monopoly on a Switch.
I was playing with the computer people, like computers, like not even with real people, with like the computer.
I can't believe you. Like,
why?
I really can't believe you. Out of all the fun games,
that's because Matt hates capitalism. That's why he hates Monopoly. Yeah, hates everything.
Zane, go on an adventure. Zane just wants to be like, oh, that's my
Animal Crossing is not an adventure.
Where my money at?
That's all
Somebody pay me.
Baby, because I'm a house flipper. I like buying land, selling land.
Oh, if I hear about him
flipping
house.
Baby, you land on my property, you pay rent. That's what I like. Oh, baby, that's I'm an entrepreneur. That's why.
Did you ever play Millsbury, .com?
Oh, yes. My God. That was
so the cereal
fun.
Box
That's
games?
What I picture. You can, build your house if you if you win games and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was a Coke Studios guy.
What?
Okay, we y'all may not drugs. Get it, but for anybody listening, if you know Coke Studios, you know Coke Studios.
If you know cocaine, you know cocaine.
I just got a text from some number, I don't know who it is, and they go, party in Palm Springs, come.
Are they not under quarantine?
I know, right?
A party.
I don't know who it is. Let's see who it is. Oh.
It's a test. It's the CDC.
You get arrested as soon as you get there. You just get taken in.
Well, the first thing they ever sent me was back in March, and he was like, hello, this is Mike, LOL. I don't know who that is. And then he texts me, party in Palm Springs, come. We don't have the Rona. Come on, Mike. Okay. That's not Mike Sheffer, guys. That's
you know the worst people are going to. Like, the worst people will be all
gathered.
It
means nobody's at the party if you're texting right. people to come to a party.
That would be interesting to go. Like, I just, I would love to, be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Just to see the people at that party.
Yeah. Just grimy. Oh, man.
Like, just Fort Lauderdale kids.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I want to. Guys, we should this is crazy because David has won 18 million awards, I feel like. But he just won another Kids' Choice Award. His second one.
2 years in a row.
But he actually got the blimp, though, this
time. But nobody knew about it until he posted the Instagram pic.
It's crazy. Like, he didn't tell anybody. It's like, it's almost like he's just used to it.
No, he still likes it.
He gets
excited.
No,
I'm just saying, I'm just surprised that he didn't, say anything in the group chat.
Hey, guys, look at my fucking award.
Hey, guys, oh, my God, I want, guys, I'm nominated again. That's something I would do if I was, if I got nominated. But, guys, I got nominated. But he's just, he's just
I see both ways now.
What did he win?
A Kids' Choice Award.
Male social media superstar.
Yeah.
Okay. What was I going to say about
this
kids?
This is driving me up the wall.
Kids' Choice Awards.
What were you going to say? You're a painting? What is that? What is that?
A family friend of mine texted me, and it was a screenshot, and it was a painting of me from my Baby It's You Vine from back in the day.
Iconic Vine.
And they're selling it for $150.
$150? I'll buy it. It'll surprise me with it.
But it says a 3x3 acrylic on wood.
3 foot or
inches?
3 inch?
I don't know. So
it's
either
this big.
I'm either very flattered that I'm worth $150 on a 3-inch by 3-inch.
It's like Wish.com. You buy some of that shit, comes like.
Right.
Did you guys hear about the people that bought a couch? It was a couch off of Wish.com.
It was like a doll.
It was a shirt.
It
was a shirt of the picture of the couch
no.
on the shirt.
Wait.
Yeah, on Wish.com.
Wait, it was a picture of the couch on a shirt.
On a shirt, but on the thing it said the couch. You would.
Do you know how much that was?
It was like, I think it was like $100.
It's like, it's a good price for a couch, but way too
That's
much.
That's so
for a
fucking
shirt.
Fun.
Right. So it's like a loser.
Yeah.
They got.
I would wear that proudly. If I spent $100 on a shirt, I'd be wearing that shit every day. Oh man.
That's a good conversation starter.
Aaron was in a similar situation with that. It wasn't off Wish. Shit. It was off something else. She bought. Aaron bought this two-seater couch for her off. And in the picture it looked big and the shit came out like the size of this monitor.
Wait,
You're like, she's sad and she's like both spots.
Wait, do you remember the chair that Scott bought at Denny House? And it was,
they couldn't fit a toddler. It looked like the big red comfy couch in that show.
That's terrible. Oh my god,
that's so funny.
We just ordered these posters that we were gonna put in the in the dining room.
We thought they were like movies.
The pictures made it look like they were these beautiful, just giant works of art. They were smaller than a normal piece of paper.
So tiny.
Literally this fucking
paper. Did you not read the details, or did they not provide it to you?
Yeah, where are the dimensions? Did you not see? There had to be dimensions.
It was in there, hidden.
I don't know the metric system.
I don't know centimeters. But
that's
yeah, no.
So fucking funny.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's like ordering shit and it coming not anything what you fucking ordered.
I bought curtains the other day and I didn't realize that curtains you need to buy a little bit longer so they can like scrunch up. I bought it exactly.
It's a straight
no,
sheet.
Matt.
And I hate returns.
No, no one's thinking that though. That's so funny. Like, who's thinking that? Like you
no,
need
I thought
no,
I
no,
I got
no,
out,
not.
I got out the measuring tape and I was like, all right. 95 inches, split that in two 50-inch curtains, I'm good. No, and then right when they came, I was like, oh, no, I messed that's up.
Mariah, I want to get back to it. You are not thinking about it folded up when you're buying a curtain.
I think of those things. Yeah, I think of every little thing.
Girls are pretty good with that.
It's different. And
girls rule, boys drool.
Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. So. But they do have a feature now on Amazon. Like, if you want to buy, like, say it's like a rug or like a piece of furniture, you can click what it looks like in your room.
That, so I love that.
It's really cool. You can see like what it looks like in your house. It's pretty cool.
Like what y'all did with the penguin,
the tiger.
Oh my god! Shark. Did you guys get shit?
Oh my gosh.
Matt and Mariah posted, like, you know those, like, those little filters where you, like, it'll look like an actual object is in front of you?
It was a tiger.
The animal of a tiger, and people thought they were at a zoo.
It was glitching. It was in.
it was when we were in the tent camping in my house.
They're like, wow, they're so insensitive for.
It's probably for a video, but. It's literally twitching in Heat's lap. Like, what do you mean?
My hand's going through it. It's a CGI.
And then the penguin in the pool.
The giant penguin. Oh, my God.
That penguin was funny. That had me cackling right now.
Oh, my God. It's so fun. They have a hedgehog, too. There's so many.
Imagine imagine in 10 years what filters are going to look like. Like, how... Like,
yeah,
it's going to be beyond your wildest imagination.
Like, seeing that exists, I'm like, what is this? How is this possible? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Like, you'll be able to touch it. You'll be able to touch the filter.
Up here.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So funny.
We were talking to, like, my grandparents about just, like, stuff back in the day, like, what they had to do and, like, what they think about, like, today's time. Like, I'm just so curious to see 50 years from now.
VR. It's going to be bad, but...
Are we going to be like the old people that like don't understand anything?
Yes,
that's happening?
You will always be the old person who doesn't understand anything.
Really?
I feel like
we're not going to be there.
We have technology. Like our parents, our grandparents didn't have cell phones. They didn't have computers. So it's like, that's nothing to them. They don't understand it. Like we grew up on computers and...
Correct. Yeah. We also grew VHSs. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Chunks of plastic with film and just a whole mechanism.
What's crazy to me is that seems more technologically advanced. I always think about like records. Records are a piece of vinyl that have ridges and grooves that a needle scratches as it does a circle that makes a fuck. Like,
how the fuck do you make that? How do you make
like,
that?
To me, you put in a CD and it's like, okay. I go on iTunes, play, and that is so much easier in my head.
Yeah.
Right. Let's make this plastic thing with grooves
but how are they making it? Are they like, do they have headphones on as they're making it so they know if they're hitting the beat on each like scratch?
I don't get it.
You're blowing my mind.
How are
right
they
now
doing it?
How were they able to figure out?
Just imagine.
But you need that technology to make.
Yeah. Are you listening to the music?
We have.
What is going on?
There is nobody with an engineering degree listening to our podcast. Yeah. They're like,
No, but I've always, like, think about, like film. Like camera film.
That's what's beautiful.
Like, each thing is a different shot. Like, each section. Right. And it's just like.
They're frames.
Pics, or are you talking about pixels?
Yeah, like you know, the like, film.
But no, but an actual film camera, like a chemical reaction of light and exposing it. But that's beautiful, but it makes sense.
Who made that? How do you sit there and make that?
I don't know. The first photograph, though, is at the University of Texas at Austin, though.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, alumni, enough.
I've seen the first photograph ever taken.
Oh, hold on. I have, too. I've definitely
what is
seen
it
that.
Of?
It's
of a camera.
It's on.
No.
It's
taken.
Wait.
How did somebody take a photo of a camera?
Oh my god!
They took it with the first camera.
That's
off the iPhone.
That's the irony of it. That's how great it is.
Oh, maybe people were making fun of it.
Oh wait, I think that is a joke. Like, what's the first picture of a camera? It's of a camera.
Right. That's what it was. Yeah. Like, how was this the first picture of the camera? Like, what took the picture of the camera?
Well, they made two.
Oh, yeah, they made two. I read a really good riddle last night.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, your home.
I can't do it. Your home,
you leave home. You make one left, another left, and another left, and you're back home, and you see two men in masks.
Oh, fuck.
Where are you?
A jewelry store.
You leave home.
Home plate. You're playing baseball.
Catcher and an umpire.
Hot stuff. Good job.
Nice. Got it. Good one.
He's heard this one before.
I know
you heard
this
one before.
You can't give me nothing.
No, you went like this. I know the answer, but I'm going to give a little time.
Right.
Home plate.
Two, three. Oh.
No, because I was thinking it's got to be a play on words for like home.
Right. Yeah. Good job, Hot.
Come on now.
I was going to say before, my dad has been... So my family records everything. They have everything on like the camcorder and stuff like that. So he's been having to convert the tape recorder and what was the other thing? Oh, the old film, the big wheel film.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been converting it to CDs. I'm like, are you doing that? How? So he's been doing it for years now. He has everything converted into CDs because they don't make like, you can't play it on things anymore. It has to be a CD or like beyond. You know what I mean? So he has like, film from when he was a kid, like videos. So he's like trying to get that converted right now.
That's a great Christmas. So that's always a great Christmas gift, I think, for like parents who like giving them good like film to digital all your home. Like my parents, all the home videos are still on those tapes that you have to put in the camcorder.
Yeah.
Or the vinyl converters are pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Remember floppy disks?
Floppy disks.
How did that shit work?
Do you know like how much storage you could have had on a floppy disk? Do you remember?
It's nothing.
How much?
Oh, it's like less than 5 megabytes. Like less than.
Damn, that was a big thing too.
Yeah.
So
and remember that thing that you'd play where you'd like move that little metal thing?
I'd always
fuck around with that. Oh man, it was like the little thing behind the door. Is you always want to play with it? Just
do you guys remember being in school and this was before like? No. I'm going through like old memories right now. Fuck off!
I'm sorry. It was too good.
The worst podcast in the world.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. Yeah.
And there was no like projector, there was no like screen, like all the shit they got now. It was that little thing that they would wheel out. That it was a light.
It was a projector.
No, it's not like a normal.
Oh, hold on. You're talking about where you put the clear
the sheet. The original projector.
The see-through with the marker.
And your teacher would sometimes
have to. She'd lick it.
Your teacher would like lick her hand and like.
They would take like Expo markers.
Yeah, and then they would double stack them. They would have like another thing like that would go.
Right.
And they'd spray it and everyone would go, ooh.
I cannot believe we lived through that time. Like, how the hell did we not have
so
like a screen?
Crazy.
Like, how the fuck were we doing that?
That shit was a mess with those projectors. Like, they had the Sharpies and they would get it on their hands. Oh, and oh shit,
a
sorry.
Mess.
Oh, and then ever a time where they'd use an actual Sharpie accidentally and just fuck
and
it up.
They couldn't erase it.
It was so distracting. I think I was more focused on like.
Yeah, and like that's the sound it makes, and just like everything about it was just like
fun
to watch.
Nuts. This is has to do with technology, I guess. But my cousin's wedding got postponed, obviously. It was supposed to be in Aruba. We did a Zoom, like, wedding. So we all got dressed up, like, from the waist up, like, what we would wear to the wedding. And we got, like, flowers and everything. So we called, like, the husband and wife. And we did this whole Zoom call. We played music. They did, there were speeches. Like, it was,
y'all did,
it was
the
really funny.
The beach background?
The whole, yeah. We sat the beach. We sat
Aruba?
Like, yeah.
We thought we were creative. You just called it out.
So we had drinks, a reception. Everyone was eating. It was like really fun, this whole thing. And then we just found out.
My family would never.
The Staten Island News picked it up.
What?
Alive.
The Zoom call?
It's in the newspaper.
They're just reaching for anything.
Oh yeah.
But the funny thing is, my cousin, she was supposed to work, but she like called off work or whatever, yeah. And it's in the newspaper. Her face in the Zoom call on Staten Island Live. She was like, "Well, there goes my cover."
Oh my gosh!
Damn, you're taking like the Jersey Shore's fucking spot in the magazine, huh?
I had I had to do a wedding Zoom call recently because I had a good buddy of mine from high school. I was a groomsman, but we had to cancel the wedding.
Yeah,
and I got a text message from them. Go, hey, we're gonna do like a toast to Nick and Andrea. Everyone join in. It'll be really great. I thought it was just gonna be us guys on there. And no, it was every aunt,
the whole
and
family,
uncle, and the whole thing.
Wow!
And I was there, and like I think I had like a quirky background behind me. And then Zane came in because he was filming a TikTok.
Oh fuck!
And he was wearing his bumblebee outfit.
No!
Oh my!
And they're
gosh.
Like, Matt, you know, can you give us like a little speech or say something? A good.
Memory? He had the background like a different background, so you couldn't see me come in.
You just appear. And everyone's like, oh my goodness. And you see this just bearded man in a bumblebee costume
behind
come
Matt.
Up in front of all of their aunts
what
and
was
uncles.
In front of, like, what? Was it a beach?
It was a beach. I think it was like a beach.
So it was
like
getting a bumblebee. Married. What are we doing here, Matt?
It was a really funny shot. Like, when you're just watching the Zoom and there's a bumblebee just appears.
Oh my god! What were you told me the other day the guy that the teacher that was doing a Zoom.
Oh, when
class
the picture
thing,
popped up.
Oh,
with the tab. Madonna.
Oh, yo, these Zoom calls are out of control. So and
they
there's so
stopped.
many TikToks are coming out of like these Zoom calls and they're hilarious because each one is just so intricate. And of course, this one teacher, he shares his screen to a classroom of 30 students. Fuck. One of his tabs just said "busty college girl," like on his
on his Zoom call while he's teaching.
Oh, like he had a
like
porn
one of
tab.
His tabs.
Yeah, like it wasn't a tab. It was like
recent searches.
Recent,
or
like
most
it's something that you would just see on the top of your bar of things that you go on a
and
lot.
And then didn't a video pop up or a picture?
No, that was a different Zoom call. These
oh,
are different.
My
did
goodness.
He did he know the moment he searched it?
No. This was throughout the call. So like a kid filmed it and he was teaching the
Yikes.
Class and he just saw it. But then there was another one. This one's worse because this one he got caught. So he shares the screen and he clicks his file and a girl pops up of her like taking her top and he's like, oh. And then clicks off it quickly.
What the?
And everybody in the class saw it. Like, how do you live with yourself after
oh,
that? Like,
man.
Till you die, that's something you just.
Why is it always teachers?
But wait,
why
does,
is it
do you,
always
do you get
teachers?
Fired for that?
Hey, well,
like what?
You
happens?
Could,
you
could.
Could, but like,
but you know what? Though
it's a mistake.
It is a mistake, but like, I don't know. There's part of me though. It's like it is outrageous, but it's also that's someone's private business.
Yeah.
So it's like it is embarrassing, but it's. Also disturbing
that's
and
punishment
weird
enough.
But
it's
like
right.
It's like you're
seeing something you're not supposed to see. It like I don't know, it's like you shouldn't see it.
It's like a so, celebrity's right. nudes getting leaked, like it no one's gonna give him shit for it. It's like it was a mistake and
right.
it was just a bad situation. Like you can't really get in trouble for it, you can't get shit for it. It was just a pure mistake,
right?
And I think the punishment for him is that
seeing yeah. that TikTok
literally
blown
that's
up.
The worst
it's the
punishment
embarrassment,
you can get. It's an embarrassment.
I know. I feel, but I'm not saying I feel bad for a minute. I do.
No, I don't. No, you. I definitely
nobody
feel
bad. Needs to see that in their education
yeah,
environment. But it's so like ugh.
But like, think about it. There's you know how many kids probably have that shit on their computer. It just sucks that He got caught.
It's also like seeing your teacher with. It's just like,
oh my god! It's like seeing your. It's bad enough you see your teacher outside of school at like in like a grocery
but
store.
But then seeing like their favorite most recent
their favorite type of porn.
Right.
It's just fuck.
And you're in a college class and it's college busty girl.
Oh, dude.
Oh, come on. Think of that. Oh fuck.
We had a biology teacher in high school. And a video was like going around where everybody was saying that Mrs. So-and-so was in a porn video. And the thing was, and everyone was like, there's no way this woman is like a college graduate. She loves biology. Like,
oh, she loved biology.
But the thing was, y'all.
It's the Marine girls.
It looked strikingly similar to the point where like the school wouldn't like squash the rumor and let it go. They had to like. Look into it to see if it was her.
Oh, hold on. You can get in trouble in a college for that?
No, it was a high school.
It was high school.
It was so terrible
because it wasn't her. Oh, I don't know.
High school's bad.
Oh, my God. Ew, right? Jesus.
But the link went around to the point where the school was even like, wait, is that her?
Oh,
like,
weird.
That's terrible. I remember she was so upset. Like
I feel like these days people would just take advantage of it and make fun of it. Like if there's a porn out and the guy looked exactly like me, I would feed into it. I'd be
Zane at a high school?
No, I'm talking about now. Like yeah. If there was a porn out and someone looked just like me, I would feed into it and make a joke out of it. But no, high school is bad. You're not even 18 yet.
Yeah, you're 14.
It's crazy how young you are in high school.
I know. I can't believe that.
I'm like 19, 20 in high school.
No,
but
you're 14 through 17.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Really weird.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of porn, remember when Liza rented out an Airbnb for her birthday? And it was a porn location.
I was the one who figured this out.
Oh, yeah, you found it. You found it.
Okay. So Liza rented out an Airbnb for her birthday.
It was
that really cool place that had like these like crystal skulls and that red piano.
There's like music memorabilia everywhere.
Yes, yes. It was like a record producer. Well, I was watching this documentary on Netflix.
It was
that happened to be about porn. I was just interested. It's a Netflix documentary.
It's like Pornhub, not Netflix. He's getting that mixed up.
And I was watching it. And there was like they were like on set of one of these porn scenes.
Oh my god.
And I noticed like, wait, I have this picture of like Aaron and TJ and Carly by this piano
licking
on
this.
And then I was like, hold on a second. This is the place where Liza had her birthday. And sure enough, it was the whole entire porn set was exactly in the house where Liza had her birthday.
Oh my god.
So all the seats and the tables and everything and the kitchen counters.
Oh,
we were all partying.
I brought homemade cupcakes there. That was such a wholesome.
It was sitting on the counter and shit.
And the guy was like, don't make any noise. You can only have 10 people.
Yeah, right. He was being so fucking strict with us, but he's having porn production.
You can have a six sum, but you can't have a
six sum.
Right? He remembered the time where we were sent, a friend sent us a video. It was our neighborhood park that a porn shoot was filmed at.
Yes.
I remember that being the craziest thing
like,
to happen.
Right down the street from like.
It was the public neighborhood park, and they were on the playground. It was like, it was crazy.
Is that allowed?
I don't know, but it was like
the head of Parks and Rec. The next meeting was like, well, we got ourselves an issue.
Yeah, but seeing something like that, it's like you're like seeing through like in another realm. It's crazy when you see like a porn, something in a porn, and then seeing in real life. It's like two completely different.
There was another one at BC.
To be clear,
I wouldn't know because
there was another one that was at BC. Do you remember that?
Oh, what? That BC's our college.
In the smoking circle in the middle of the college, there was like...
They
recruited somebody from like sitting in like a circle and like brought them...
How did they get away with that? Isn't that like public? Isn't that in the open?
It's like you're recruiting like a college girl. Like, I don't...
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't sign a waiver.
I don't know.
We got to wrap.
What's this? What's it? We got to wrap.
We got to wrap.
We're giving them a nice long episode.
We did. We gave them some bonus minutes, but like, I don't want to reset the cameras. We got
to
see.
I don't want to edit this.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying it feels good to be back.
It does. It guys.
That was really good, guys. Good job.
I felt like we've been recording for 15 minutes.
It felt like we haven't sat down and been able to hang out in a long time.
I want to keep like going.
Pure Woo! Entertainment.
Unedited.
Brian's not editing this one, huh?
let's try to get this room looking good.
Yeah, let's get the sign up. Guys,
right?
We appreciate you being so patient with us, waiting three, four weeks for this. And hopefully we came back with a banger. We try to come up with good, fun stuff to talk about. So, but yeah. Let's end it, right? We're good?
Yeah.
Let's end it.
Heath has this sweater.
That is his sweater.
Oh!
She like, touches. She's like,
geez, why is that just so now nice noticing it. She's like, wait.
So why does it smell like Heath?
Anyway.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you, as always.
That's for almost getting us killed.
Y'all cute. I ship y'all.
And that's for saving my life.
Our TikTok humor. You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it.
Okay.
We're about to run out of time. Hurry up.
I know.
Oh, shit. Okay,
all right, guys. Thank you so much as always. And we will be back next week. Make sure to check out the video on Tuesday at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And for the audio on Monday. Right, Mariah?
Right.
Hopefully. Okay, perfect. All right. We love you so much. And bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th. And this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.